Yeah, I don't know.
Harbor Commission meeting Tuesday, February 4th, 2025, at 7 p.m., Borough Hall, 100 First Avenue, Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey. This meeting is called to order. The regular meeting of the Atlantic Highlands Harbor Commission is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Asbury Park Press and the Two River Times, and by posting it on the bulletin boards in the Harbor Office and Borough Hall reserved for such announcements, and by filing with the municipal clerk on January 7th, 2025. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken. Roll call, please.
Mr. Calasarda?
Here.
Ms. Forbes?
Here.
Mr. Currit?
Here.
Mr. Kraus?
Here.
Mr. Sawyer?
Here.
Mr. Stein?
Here.
Mr. Wall?
Here. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Administration, approval of the January 7th, 2025 reorganization meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Calasarda?
Abstain.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Stein?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Approval of January 7th, 2025 regular meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Calasarda?
Abstain.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Stein?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Payment of bills from January 13th, 2025 in the amount of $210,299.47.
I'll move to approve.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Calasarda?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Stein?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Public comment for consent agenda. There will be no consent agenda today. Correspondence. No unfinished business, new business. Committee reports. Finance, Mr. Curry.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Month over month, revenue income is up 18% compared to the prior year. In addition, the Finance Committee had the opportunity to meet with the Harbor Master, Borough Administrator, and the CMFO to review the upcoming year's budget, and the Finance Committee agrees with the recommendations that are being submitted to Mayor and Council by State Group. And that's all I have.
Great, thank you. Lease is Mr. Kraus.
Yes, thank you. Three items. One is last night the governing body approved the lease extension with C Street and the termination of the bait shop lease, because that facility has been merged into the lease. The chair just signed the documents, and we will deliver them to C Street if Mr. Bevan shows up tonight, or I'll bring them over tomorrow. So that's done. Last month I reported that I had a feeling from the change of the watch meeting at the Yacht Club that they might want to start talking, and certainly they contacted me a little over a week ago. Chairman Wall and I met with them and listened to what their plans and concerns and requests might be. It's way too preliminary to report on that. And then finally, some very interesting news. Mr. Fleegore has been speaking with a couple of area charter boat captains who are looking to get into the headboat business.
Well, there's actually, it wasn't only me, it was the entire office. Everybody has spoken to them. They've called multiple times.
Okay, well, this is also a little preliminary. One boat is 55 foot, the other is 62 feet. Somewhat interesting in that either that's the way that the industry is going, or perhaps they're starting out a little smaller because our other three boats are 70 foot, 72 foot, and 80 foot, respectively. Nothing has been signed yet, however, and I don't really think at this point we should disclose who they are, but I checked their websites, and both parties are actually on the front page of their website announcing that they have purchased a boat or are purchasing a boat, and that they will be sailing out of Atlantic Highlands in the spring of 2025. So
I've talked to a couple of the headboat captains there, and they know these two guys.
So hopefully by next meeting we'll be reporting that the harbor office has filled in two more headboat slips. So thank you, Lou, and
thank you, Jess and Dylan. They spearheaded it. So
okay, that's all I have.
That's encouraging news. Thank you. Personnel, Mr. Sawyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have no report this evening.
Thank you. Operations, Mr. Sutton.
Just one item. We've been talking about the piling installation in the harbor for quite a long time. I asked Mr. Fleeger to reach out to Mr. Bevins again last week and this week, and today they finally told us that they should begin the project the end of this month. They did not give us a timetable for like how long it's going to take to complete, but at least it'll be a start, and hopefully it gets done before the season begins. That's it.
That's good news. Thanks. Clean Marina, Ms. Forbes.
Thank you. Clean Ocean Action reached out to us to set up dates for 2025, and those dates are April 12th and October 18th, both Saturdays. I believe it's from 9 till 12, but I will firm that up for you, Mr. Fleeger.
Thank you.
And that's all.
Thank you. Special events, Mr. Colasurdo.
I have a bunch of stuff, which is not typical, not atypical at the beginning of the year. Sandy Hook Anglers made a facility request for the second Friday of February for their monthly meeting. New Logic Marine Science Camp requested use of the kayak and fishing beach for numerous dates in July and August for their day camp. Boat Safe requested the use of the Senior Center for dates throughout the year for their certification class and exam. Fins for Freedom requested use of the Senior Center for a meeting on May 17th and May 18th. John Crowley, on behalf of the Recreation Committee, requested use of the harbor for movie night on July 13th, Atlantic Highlands Day on October 12th, and the Music and Food Truck Festival on August 12th. Film One Fest requested use of the lawn on July 19th. In addition, and those were all approved. And then in addition to that, there's a paper shredding event on March 22nd from 9 to 12. And then there's a mobile motor vehicle commission apparatus levy from April 17th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Does anybody have any questions on that? Okay, administrator report, Mr. Ferragina.
No report this evening.
Attorney's report, Mr.
McGuinn. You got it.
Not much here. We're going to go into executive session to talk about capital litigation, so I'll hold that for our executive session. Otherwise, no fault of his own, my own. I meant to get down last week. I'm going to meet with Lou to go over some collection matters, so hopefully next meeting we'll have a report on those matters. But other than that, nothing.
Okay, great. Thank you. Harbor manager, Mr. Fleeger.
Yes, sir. The harbor office has sent out all the final invoices for the upcoming season. And as you heard from our finance chair, the money's starting to come in. All DPW harbor employees mechanics, everybody was trained on the new generator that's in the harbor, how to use it, how to turn it on, and I'll be setting up another training with students to make sure everybody knows how to plug it into the building. So, piling locations, as you've heard, will be going in soon. They'll be done in phases, so you'll see work start, stop, start, depending on where they need to be. And I think that's pretty much everything, unless you want to hear about the sailboat. I got the state police to fill out paperwork so we could get the title on that one sailboat that was abandoned, so.
Okay, good.
And that's it.
Sure. How do you have a feel yet for how the renewals are coming in on the summer slips and the?
They're coming in pretty well. We've had some turnover, but we've been able to fill those spots in. We still have, I think, 4 land storage that we have open currently, but everything else and some moorings we have open. Everything else is pretty much full. So,
thank you.
Thank you. Now is the public portion part of our meeting. If anybody would like to address the commission, please raise your hand, step forward, and provide your name and address. Yes, sir?
Just a comment. Maybe Councilman Colasurdo said it, but I think we have a paper shredding event in the harbor on March 22nd.
Yeah, I said that. I'm
sorry. March 22nd from 9 to 12, I believe.
9 to 1.
9 to 1. Okay. Okay, thank you.
That doesn't take long.
Thank you. All right, so we're going to go into executive session. Mr. McQuinn?
We're going to go into executive session to discuss an ongoing litigation with Capital Construction. No action will be taken at the conclusion of the executive session. Approximately 5 minutes up to discuss the matter.
Okay. We're going to need a motion to go into executive session.
Second.
Thank you.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Okay. All right. Do I have a motion to exit executive session and return to our regular meeting?
So moved.
I'll second.
All right, all in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Well, before, wait a minute, before we adjourn, if somebody wants to, I'm not sure if the Coast Guard wants to ask a question.
Oh, sure.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Lieutenant Greg Kirsch. This is person Chris Alvo. I'm over at the sector on Staten Island. Chris is down the training officer station Sandy Hook. One comment, just to introduce ourselves. Thank you very much for allowing us to join. Just with the oncoming summer search and rescue season, want to introduce ourselves, provide some cards, and then elicit any questions you may have after the storm for our capabilities and limitations as they pertain to both Chris's assets and our policies. So I just want to make ourselves available and appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, if you could definitely stick around, I want to get your contact information so that I can share it internally with the borough emergency services. Just make sure everybody has your contact information, OEM, police, fire, first aid, et cetera, et cetera. That would be great.
Absolutely.
Thank you for taking the time to come. I appreciate it. We all do. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting adjourned. Thank you.